Section 6. Dangerous driving behaviors. A. Alcohol, drugs and driving. Drunk driving is a very serious threat to highway safety. Blood alcohol concentration, BAC, is a measurement of the amount of alcohol in a person's blood. Drivers are considered to be driving under the influence of alcohol, in Maryland, when their blood alcohol concentration is 0.08 or higher. Any amount of alcohol can affect one's judgment and physical coordination and can lead to criminal charges. If you plan on drinking, plan not to drive. Even though Maryland's limit for drunk driving is 0.08, a driver's ability to safely operate a vehicle may be impaired at a much lower BAC and may result in criminal charges. For example, an individual's vision, ability to perform simple motor functions and reaction time may be affected with just one drink and can increase the risk of a collision. The number of drinks consumed is a poor measure of BAC because of the many factors affecting your body's ability to digest alcohol, such as weight, body fat, and how long ago and how much you ate. Factors like tiredness, your mood and taking certain medications can also make a difference in how alcohol affects your driving ability. It is very difficult to assess your own BAC or impairment. 1. Under 21 alcohol restriction. If you are not yet 21 years of age, it is not legal for you to be drinking at all. If you are pulled over and you have been drinking, your license will be suspended or revoked. In addition, you could be charged with violating the alcohol restriction and your license. A suspension or revocation for a violation of an under 21 alcohol restriction or any violation of Section 21-902 of the Maryland Vehicle Law, driving under the influence or impaired by alcohol, can result in mandatory participation in the Ignition Interlock Program. Please visit the MVA's website for additional information regarding the Ignition Interlock Program. 2. Controlled Dangerous Substances, CDS, illegal and prescription drugs. Illegal drugs, marijuana, heroin, etc., prescription medications, for example, codeine, and chemical inhalants can severely impact a person's ability to safely operate a motor vehicle. Drugs have serious harmful effects on the skills required to drive safely: alertness, concentration, coordination, and reaction time. All drugs can make it difficult to judge distances and react to signals and sounds on the road. Using prescription drugs can also impair your ability to drive. It is important to pay close attention to both prescription and over-the-counter drug label warnings, which instruct individuals to avoid using certain drugs when operating a motor vehicle or heavy machinery. Disregarding this recommendation can lead to criminal penalties should your ability to safely operate a vehicle be impaired. 3. Open alcohol container. It is against the law to operate a motor vehicle with an open alcohol container in the passenger area of the vehicle. An open container is any open can, bottle, container, or package. For example, a six-pack of alcohol with an open or missing bottle, can, or any empty bottles, cans that previously contained alcohol can be considered an open container. The passenger area is any place designed to seat the driver or a passenger, or any place that is readily accessible to the driver or passenger from their seating position. 4. Transporting children. If you are convicted of a drunk or drug driving offense with a child or children in your vehicle, your fine and jail time can be doubled by the judge in court. B. Aggressive driving and road rage. Aggressive drivers demonstrate behaviors like speeding, tailgating, failing to obey traffic signals and devices, erratic or improper lane changes, failing to yield the right of way, and improper passing. Some factors that may produce aggressive driving are crowded roads, unexpected delays, rushing, road construction, and stress. Drivers must respect and cooperate with all other road users and conform to specific rules in order to maintain order and avoid crashes. Some tips to reduce the possibility of becoming involved in an aggressive driving incident are: allow extra time to travel. Be patient. Be courteous. Concentrate in your driving behavior. Always signal your intentions. Obey all traffic laws, signs, signals, and pavement markings. Yield the right of way. Avoid competing with other drivers. C. Distracted driving. Concentration is essential for safe driving. You should be constantly aware of the road and the other vehicles around you. Keep alert and you may be able to foresee a crash and avoid it. Constantly check the position of vehicles behind you, as well as those beside and ahead of you. The term distracted driving refers to anything that takes your eyes, hands, or especially your mind, away from driving. Distracted driving is the most common contributing factor in police-reported traffic crashes. Distractions of any sort cause drivers to miss key visual and audio cues needed to avoid a crash. Many activities contribute to distracted driving. Some examples include eating and/or drinking, adjusting the radio and/or a portable music system, adjusting or programming a GPS, attending to children and pets, loose objects moving in the vehicle, talking and/or texting on a cell phone, smoking, putting on makeup, shaving, reading, interaction with others in the vehicle, cell phones. Maryland vehicle law prohibits the use of handheld cell phones, including texting, while operating a motor vehicle. Although hands-free devices are permitted, drivers should minimize calls and focus on the following safe driving practices. Use your cell phone only in emergencies. If possible, have a passenger make the call. If you must make a call, pull safely off the road and stop before making the call. Let your voicemail answer incoming calls. Keep your telephone conversations short. An individual who is under the age of 18 years may not use a wireless communications device, including a hands-free phone device, while operating a motor vehicle, with the exception of a 911 emergency call. D. Drowsy driving. Not getting enough sleep is another cause of poor driving behavior. Sleepiness slows reaction time, decreases awareness and impairs judgment, just like drugs or alcohol. A lack of sleep can significantly increase your chances of being involved in a crash. Some drivers are at a higher risk for feeling drowsy while operating a vehicle. Examples include individuals who drive many miles each day, those with sleep disorders, and those taking certain medications. It is important to be aware of the signs of drowsy driving and to take the necessary action to ensure that you do not put yourself and others in a situation that could result in a crash. Below is a list of common danger signs and a general rule to combat drowsy driving. Danger signs for drowsy drivers. The following may be indications of drowsiness. Your eyes close or go out of focus. You have trouble keeping your head up. You can't stop yawning. You have wandering, disconnected thoughts. You don't remember driving the last few miles. You missed your exit. You keep driving out of your lane. Your speed becomes variable.